Capital. Welcome to you to Season 2, Episode 6, Town Mill, Part 1.
Parental discretion is advised.
This place. It's straight out of Southern Comfort magazine.
Yes, it is quite beautiful. An old plantation-style house converted to a bed and breakfast. I may have to make their story national news.
I would say, after you pronounce the name wrong on national TV, that's gonna go over great.
Nah, I bet they won't even notice. There's a parking space. I need to stretch my legs.
And this must be Jasper, Janice's husband, coming to greet us.
Hey, just let me do the talking.
By all means.
This should be good.
Well, welcome to Moss Tree's Bed and Breakfast. I'm Jasper, your host, and it is such an honor to meet you, Mrs. Vapperman. I heard you've already met my wife, Janice. She is something, isn't she?
Yeah, she is. But very welcoming in her own way.
Awkward.
Yeah, she is. Well, come in and let me show you your rooms. I see there's three of you. Are you two married?
No, we're not. And him and I, we're definitely not together.
Well, aren't you the rude one? No need for all that.
Just can't win. Sir, if you have another room open, I'll take it.
Sure, no problem. That'll be $75 for the night. Then come on in and I'll show you to your rooms now. And then you can enjoy the grounds before dinner.
Dinner?
Yes, Janelle makes a feast for the guests every night. Tonight, it's rack of lamb.
Wow, how nice and homey.
Yes, we like the family setting. It makes conversation during dinner remarkably interesting. Now, let's see you to your rooms. Janice will be home soon, and if I don't get you all settled, she will have a baby calf.
All of this, and who is this slug you have brought here?
Hi!
Well, my dear queen, this is Charlie Carmichael, America's sweetheart reporter. He's part of the plan.
And it's a bad plan, I must admit.
No, Charlie.
I'm with the slug, just to let you know. I don't plan on letting it get close to me. I'm not getting eaten.
Wait a minute, it eats you? Ah, no wonder.
Charlie. What will I ever do with you?
Let me go?
One day, Charlie. One day. And where is your first queen?
Out swimming the new oceans looking for a new place to call home, no thanks to you. So what are all these scrying devices?
You have a lot to learn. These are called computers. And basically, you can do almost anything you want. As a matter of fact, you can even use these to learn about this world.
That's very interesting.
Oh, word of of caution. They don't work underwater.
Greetings. How's the room today? Who's this?
Oh, this is Charlie, another part of Vinkar's extravagant plan to put an end to Jaio.
Well, he likes the Abyss more than us.
Oh, Ari, such a jester. Remember who is stronger here.
I am.
Lady, I don't know what your issue is. We're a long way from home, and the air here is orgasmic for me. So when you say the strongest...
Enough! You will all get your chance to see who the strongest is when we take on Jaio.
Wait, what did you just say? You mean we have to get close to him? Vinkar, come on.
Well, hopefully, we will come out of this alive, but it must be done. We made the mistake on our world of not dealing with him. And now he's trapped here. And I can let him out with one of these spells I found on this world.
You found spells on this world? I guess these slugs are more than just play toys. Tell me of these spells you found. I want to see them, Vinkar.
There are many wonders this world has to offer. And I can show you, but not today.
So, where is Locus? I haven't seen him around for a bit and I've been wanting to talk to him. And how about something cool like a sword, Vin?
No. You would not be able to handle a gift like that. How do I fix this? You're not disciplined enough. Sorry.
Oh, okay. I see how it is now.
Wow. This has been very entertaining. So from the sounds around me, I take it we're in Hawaii?
Charlie Carmichael. You are too smart for your own good. But as much as I would like to let you go freely around the grounds, it is way too dangerous. And I promised you no harm. Charlie, I have a confession to make. I've come to realize that not only did I bring my dimension here, but 7 others. For example, those manatee creatures? Well, those are not from my world.
Wait, you brought 7 other dimensions here along with ours? Oh my god.
Yes. And with these new creatures, we all could be in danger. That's where you come in, Charlie. You must tell the truth of our situation, and I'm hoping the world will listen.
I'm speechless. I take back everything I just said.
Hey, Lothos is out finding us a new home, Ari. And so why is it we need him again? All I see is a toy, and I'm bored, Vinkar.
Once again, he is our guarantee that humans will come and help. And he is off limits to you. Do not cross me.
All right, point made. Was that one of these new spells of these humans?
Wait, why is it he can leave? And I can't, you know what? Never mind. I'll just go back to my room. Regit?
Don't ever call me that.
I see what you're saying. I'll just stay in the room.
Charlie.
Adventuresings.com and like us on Facebook and join the discussion as a member of Friends of George School Facebook group. Thank you. We'll be right back.
This world is so amazing to me. All the slugs just laying about on this beautiful beach would make an excellent place for a new citadel. Vala, what do you think?
Tell them all of this.
My sentiments exactly. Shall we?
Yes.
Oh my God, Cindy. The sun feels so good today. I can't believe I let you talk me into coming to the beach today with all this craziness going on.
Come on, Pat. That shit is east of us. Things here on the west coast is simply fine. See? What a fine-looking man jogging by. Mm-mm. Just look around. We are not the only ones here. So just lighten up and enjoy it, for God's sakes.
Well, I would, if it wasn't for the reflection over there to the left.
Girl, if you don't chill out and relax, nothing's gonna happen out here. We're fine and safe.
Cindy, look. Whatever it is, it's coming this way. Looks like a man.
Maybe it's your knight in shining armor. You know, it's about time you found someone.
No, Mother. I'm serious. Look. Hey, is that a sword he has?
Ugh, Pat. Who would be out here on the beach with a sword? That is so random.
For God's sake, will you just look?
All right, all right. What in the hell? What is that?
Oh my God, no! It's one of those dimensional creatures!
Well, what the hell is it doing here?
Who cares? We need to get out of here and call for help now!
Whoa, bro! That's one shiny wetsuit! You wanna hit this?
How accommodating, slug. I would like to hit you.
Huh? Oh!
Yo! That's not cool, bro! What did he ever do to you?
Kill him. Make me stronger.
Wait! It talks! Cool trick.
Vala is no trick.
Whoa, bro! Bro! Bro!
Now, Lotus, feel my power as it courses through you.
Yes!
Now, let me help you. Now, Lotus, introduce yourself.
Hey, fuckers!
There goes one.
Hey,
stop that!
You're wasting time! Come on! It's killing people!
Dispatch, this is Unit 3557. I have reports of a disturbance down at the cove on Windset requesting backup. Be advised, reports of people being hurt and or killed. Going to investigate.
Affirmative, Unit 3557. Units 4357 and 5698 are en route to your location.
10-4, dispatch. Okay, now what is the trouble?
It is over there, I think. He killed two surfers.
With his sword!
He has a sword? Why didn't you lead with that? You girls stay here.
Sir, look, the beach is clearing and people are running.
Sweet Jesus, what the hell is that? Dispatch, roll out SWAT to my location. We have a dimensional on the beach.
What was that? Say again?
Hey, what's going on, Sarge? Holy shit!
Yeah, grab your weapons and let's go.
See, Lotus. See how they run, Lotus. I grow weak. You must kill, Lotus.
Yes, Mama. Look what we have here. Lambs to slaughter.
Sarge, he's floating.
Man, I never seen a dimensional up close. This is crazy.
Will you two shut up? This is Malibu Police Department, and I order you to cease and desist, or we will use lethal force.
Lotos doesn't take orders from slugs. I, Lotos, first of the house, you shine. Claim this land in the name of Queen Maya, for she may bring a citadel not the likes you have ever seen.
Look, pal, we don't care who you or this queen is. As for the beach here, it belongs to the city of Malibu.
Then I shall wash it all away. Alaji!
Get the cover!
God, it's a goddamn tidal wave! Run!
Was a dinner I never want to repeat.
Now, hun, just relax for a bit. I know it's your job to put the world back together, or at least somewhat.
Now, therein lies the problem. The world will return to what it was, and everyone should stop kidding themselves, thinking that magically everything will return to normal. That's super funny. If I had known the danger coming, I never would have signed off on Samuel's experiment.
So, to change the subject a bit, did you see Senator Dibbings and that hosey that he brought with him? She said she's a belly dancer.
Are you kidding? Well, he is a wild one after the loss of his wife. I don't know. Could be acting out or a downward spiral. Unfortunately, the world isn't a downward spiral with all these new creatures that are decimating the populace. We are still in the dark. It seems our only hope is Samuel's now.
Jamie, you must relax. You are a smart man, and you will figure this out. I will say that that was something, all them new leaders of the world looking at my majestic president. When you took to the podium and the room got quiet, I got the biggest grin. I have to say it was a turn-on.
Oh, really? So you enjoyed being on top of the food chain? You know, I could go for a cigar and a cognac.
Honey, with everything going on and that mess with Dr. Samuels caused, the world needs to look at you as their leader. And from what I saw tonight, that's exactly what's happening, and I'm so proud of you.
Oh, are you now?
Yes, I am. The world is almost yours. I'll just go get a little more comfortable. What do you say?
Well, with me being the president, and being I'm truly a servant of the people, how could I say no to my beautiful, loving wife?
That's what I thought. I'll be right out. Don't you go nowhere.
Not on my life.
Jasper, Jadell, I'm home.
Hey, there you are. And how's my lovely wife? Was it a good day at the store?
Why, yes it was, hon. We're almost there. So how are our guests? Are they all settled in?
Yes, they are. And the lieutenant purchased his own room.
A lieutenant? I didn't even realize.
Yep, he's the rude one.
Oh, him. I tell you, it's beyond me why a person like Anna Vaperman would associate herself with anyone so rude. I'd rather be tarred and dragged through the dirt and pebbles.
Ouch. A little overboard, don't you think? He serves our country, and that means a lot right now. Hey, a guest are sitting out on the back porch, sipping on Janelle's lemonade. Dinner's at 7, so why don't you go get freshened up, and we can relax with our guest a bit before dinner.
Now that sounds good to me. I'll tell you what, I'll do that and meet you all on the porch. And you better have a glass of that lemonade ready for me.
I can definitely do that.
Hey Jasper, welcome back. Your backyard is extraordinary. Is that a hedge maze? Anna and I have a bet. I say that it is, and she doesn't.
Oh, I'm sorry, Anna. It is slightly a maze. But there's a garden at the center with a fountain. It's quite beautiful. I must see.
Yeah, it sounds amazing. I want to retire here.
Now that's the nicest thing you've said all day. Gotcha.
Jasper, that was good. And yes, you have a beautiful place here. And the rooms, we all agree, are immaculate.
Well, hello all, again. Thank you, Jasper. I'll just take my lemonade and go with the girls. Anna and I have a lot to discuss.
Anna, my apologies now.
Oh, stop it, you. Now, Anna, I hope everything is to your liking.
Oh, yes, Miss Janice. We were just telling Jasper how amazing everything is. You all did an amazing job with this place. So I take it the event didn't affect you all much?
Why, dear, I have no idea what you're talking about. You, Jasper?
No, things have been quiet. Just the way I like it.
Wait, this was across the world. The whole world shook for 30 seconds at midnight.
No, I don't recall.
Are you kidding? It was only 7 days ago. I lost a lot of good friends that night. And in the following days, it's been on the news. I seen the TV in the rooms. You all must watch the news.
Oh, no, you got it all wrong. The TVs are for our guests. Jasper and I don't watch the news. There's nothing good on it, poopy pants. Sorry, Anna.
Now, we'll say 6 nights ago, there was a strange light over by the high school. But other than that, nothing.
Hey, y'all. Dinner will be served in 10 minutes.
Hey, who is this walking up out of the maze?
That would be Dave and Michelle, our other guests. You'll meet them at dinner.
And with that, we all should adjourn to the dining room, and we'll meet Dave and Michelle. Come on, all.
Well, hello. Dave and Michelle, I take it. This is Lieutenant Cobb and Leon.
Nice to meet you all, and welcome to the bed and breakfast. My wife found this place, and now we never want to leave.
Yes, the grounds are so beautiful. You must see the garden.
All right, everyone, dinner is served tonight. We have a seared roasted rack of lamb with a potato mash and a vegetable medley. Enjoy!
Janelle, will you be joining us for dinner tonight?
No, I must get back to my boys. No babysitter, and Mike has to work the night shift.
Well, you have a good night, and we'll see you in the morning.
Yes, and have a good night, and thanks for everything once again.
Good night, y'all.
Well, now, Dave, would you be a dear and say grace before we dive in?
Yes, our Lord.
Is that a grandfather clock I hear?
Yeah, it's been here since the Civil War. Every year it gets service so it can keep running.
So Dave, how long have you been here at the bed and breakfast?
We are starting our 5th day.
Oh, so you experienced the event with the rest of us.
No. What do you mean?
All right, this is getting weird. You mean none of you went to this event? Dave? Michelle? Where'd you guys say you were from?
Cleveland, Ohio.
So you left before the gangs took over?
Whatever do you mean? You sure do have some crazy ideas. But the land here is beautiful.
Lieutenant Cobb, there's something strange going on here. Have you noticed they've been repeating themselves?
Yes, I have.
So tell us about the town. We hear there's been screaming and strange noises at night after the power dies.
Oh, no, 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 nothing like that. This is a nice, quiet place, you know. Jasper, this lieutenant here reminds me of that deadbeat son-of-a-bitch son of mine.
Not now. At least not in front of the guest. The time is coming. He's made his choice, so we must move on. We tried and tried.
Wait, what did you just say?
That he's made his choice.
No, no, no. Before that, you said the time is coming.
No, I don't remember saying that. Janice?
Her voice is in the air. No, I didn't hear that. Well, let me go see how that pie's doing. Dying ice cream, anyone?
Yes, please.
Wait, wait, wait. What did you just say?
It must be 8. There goes the clock.
Oh my God, what was that?
What was what? Don't let them kill you. I must say that you are all pretty jumpy. I didn't hear anything. You, Dave?
No, Jasper. Didn't hear anything.
Okay. I think we just crossed into the Twilight Zone.
I'll get it. Hello. Welcome. Come right in.
Janice, are you okay?
Hannah, we are upstairs now. Oh. Ah!
You didn't even pay.
Run, get upstairs.
Leon, come on.
Too late.
Hey, Anna.
Daddy.
George School would like to thank all who helped create this episode. We would like to thank the creators from SoundLead.com and the band Craft Rocket for loaning us their music. Thank you all.
Here's what we need. Sorry.
Girl, you don't... Damn it.
Yo, that's... Wait a minute. Start over.
Who cares what we need? Oh, Jesus Christ.
No. You could...
Lothos doesn't take orders from slugs. I, Lothos, first of the house, Yushire. Shit.
Oh, really? So you enjoyed being... Damn it.
Honey, with everything going on, and that mess with Dr. Samuels caused, the world needs to look at you as their leader and form, and from.
It really puts that beef in there, man.
Right?
Yeah, I mean, it's good.
All right, everyone, dinner is served tonight. We have a seared roasted rack of lamb with a potato mash and a vegetable medley. Enjoy.
Yes, Lothos.
I need to space in between enjoy. I love it.
All right, this is getting weird. You mean none of you went through the event, Dave, Michelle? Where did you say you were from again? Because I forgot. I dropped my head on a fucking pile of bricks.
All right, everyone, dinner is served. Tonight, we have a seared roasted rack of lamb with a potato mash and a vegetable melted.
Are you kidding? Well, he is a wild one after the loss of his wife. I don't know. Could be acting out or a downward spiral.
Wait, am I doing that? Sorry.
Now, that sounds good to me. I'll tell you what I'll do. I messed that up.
So, Dave, how long have you been here at the Bread and Beck?
Oh my god. There's your line.
Why, yes, hon. Let me start that over.
Just walked face first into a spider type of scream.
Yeah.
Cover your ears. Because I'm trying to run away. Well, I said walk face first into a spider for me.
Is that a fuck clock tick tick tock fuck?